As many of you know, my wife and three children were here this last week, and I just was talking to her on the phone. They arrived safely home in Chicago. But the thing that struck me is my wife was telling me how she feels that she's changed, in her time at a pilgrim camp. And she told me a couple incidents just on the way home and arriving home. She encountered a person and speaking some, you know, harsher sort of words to her. And she responded to that person with gentleness. And that wasn't a struggle to her. She just did it naturally. And, you know, that temperament or that disposition might have not have been as natural for her in the past. And then there was another situation where she had entrusted someone to do a task, and she came home and found that it wasn't done. And again, she responded just very naturally in forgiveness, not like, oh, I'm supposed to do this, but it just naturally flowed out now. She was filled up, and that spirit came out. In our sort of previous Christian life, we had attended conferences and retreats and so forth, and often came home with sort of an emotional high, a pep talk that would appeal to the fleshly zeal or some kind of an emotional appeal. She and I both got sort of tired of that, of going someplace and coming back and finding that, well, we're really the same, and things are just the same as they ever were. Here, it seems different, that the Spirit is working at a far deeper level than we're used to. And that is doing what it says in that hymn, which says, Adam's image now efface, stamp thine image in its place. And it's not a matter of this pep talk or this human zeal, but it's something that's changing on the inside, an inflow of Jesus and the Spirit. And so I just thought I should let you know that she had a real successful time here, and she and the kids enjoyed it very much.
Praise God. Wonderful to hear.
That testimony reminded me of something that happened years ago here at camp. I had been a camper with a fella who's a tough guy, really tough guy, came from a tough neighborhood. And I guess he heard the word here. Whether he had a real experience, I don't know, but he grew up a tough guy. And then the Lord, he had a praying mother, and she had three boys, and they were all in the world, and they were pretty deeply in the world, but the mother kept praying and praying. Anyway, this fella came back to the Lord, and of course he gravitated to camp because he loved camp so much. But you know how it is sometimes? We carry baggage with us. Sometimes the Lord delivers us immediately from things when we get saved, and other things linger for some reason. We have to pray them through or deal with God about it. And his besetting sin was his mouth, as far as cussing and getting angry. And suddenly, as a Christian, he would still, you know, say some very, very bad things. And he gave a testimony once, and this shows the reality, as our brother was saying, that God works deep within us, and he makes changes in us. He said he was taking a shower in the men's room over there, and for some reason in those days, if someone turned on the flush something, the hot water would get hotter, the cold was so warm, and he had this scalding shower, and his natural tendency would be just to blurt out some four-letter word, and he didn't. He just turned it up. And he testified that he knew God delivered him by that action. Now, that may be a comical testimony, but it's reality. I remember when I came back to the Lord, I had drifted myself, and there was a certain depression that I had. You know, I was always a happy person, but sometimes I would just feel, you know, there was just I remember in the prayer room, I was able to come to camp in those days for the winter, and sometimes at the altar service, it would be totally quiet, and I would just sense that God was doing a deep work. we talk about the deeper life. Well, I don't know if I like that phrase too much, because our Christian life should be one that's deep. Any Christian should have a deep walk, but he does a deep work in us as we are in his presence, and that's what I feel is the beauty of Pilgrim Camp, where we allow God's presence to work mightily among us. We've heard people say, well, if you do if you have the same rules that we have at camp, you could have that presence of the Lord too. That's not so. God does not do things because we follow a set of rules. He does things because we endeavor to please him. It's not the rules, it's wanting to please him, and then he comes to us. And as we sit in his presence in these meetings, God will make changes, deep changes in our lives. And I believe he's going to do that this next week in this period for the girls and the cottages and for us adults who really need a touch and really need deliverance. God is able, and he will work that deeply within us.
Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless, let us be.
Chapter, the 11th verse, where we'll start with the 10th, says, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. And I can only imagine what it was like to hear that letter read to the Hebrews, and then to hear those first verses of the third chapter. Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. And I woke up with that thought of considering Jesus and fixing our thoughts on him. And those verses have been with me throughout the day. In that beginning of the third chapter, the characteristic that we're supposed to concentrate on is the Lord's faithfulness. And I'm so thankful that Jesus is faithful, that he calls me into fellowship with himself, that I belong to him. I'm thankful that we read that when we are not faithful, yet he remains faithful. And I'm so thankful that tonight I can rest in God's love and in his faithfulness to me.
Tell the Lord that you want to be changed while you're here. Praise God. I'm sure that's what Jesus has in mind, as we heard these testimonies. They're encouraging us to believe that what God has done for others, he'll do for us. Maybe the changes you need may be different than the ones that others have received, but God doesn't just want to bless us. As wonderful as his blessing is, but we come to camp to be changed, to meet Jesus, to go back home, and we want those changes to be deep and lasting and growing changes. Sometimes when we pray for those at camp, we say, Lord, change them, and let that change be something that remains when they come home. And not just remains, but let it keep growing. until they're all that you want them to be along these lines. Praise God. And so let Jesus know that. Lord, I want to be changed. I need to be changed. I don't want to go back home and fall back into my old ways after the emotion has passed. But I need something solid, something real. Praise God. And if according to your faith, so be it unto you. If that's what you're believing God for, then you can be sure that God is pleased to work to that end. Because the Bible indicates that that's what he's after, really. More than the blessing, he wants to change us. And so it's right for us to claim that for his glory. Amen. Now my everlasting portion, more than bread or life to me, all the sing that together. Right to the Lord as a prayer.
Praise the Lord.